We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The word of truth before us today will be three of the first four verses in 1 John 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. In this Bible text, we can identify, though he's not named per se, the one true superhero for all the world, for all of us. He's the one who left his glory in heaven to become one of us on earth. We know the story well. Born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, to become the most compelling Jewish man who, as Lord God, was destined to fight a great spiritual war all by himself and win for us the greatest possible victory. Though Jesus had almighty power at his disposal and did incredible miraculous things with that power, it would not be a miracle that would put him on the cross or help him to endure. When it came to our rescue, he would rely on his, may I say it, other superpowers. He would use his steadfast, perfect love for all sinners to stay focused on his mission in spite of all the difficulties. He would use his perfect, holy nature to resist every temptation and keep every commandment as your obligation to live a perfect life. There would be no supernatural shortcuts when the time came to endure the suffering of the cross, which would include God forsaking Jesus as the punishment of hell. Truly, it happened that way, what I just said, a long, long time ago, almost 2,000 years. Yes, once again, we're talking about ancient history. And that's a good thing. The good news of your salvation is real history, established truth, not a myth, not something made up. Of course, people will question the certainty of our convictions. How do you know? How can we be so sure since we weren't there to see it? Thankfully, there's an answer to that. The main events in the life of Christ were quite visible to the people in Palestine, done in public for the most part, not a hush-hush covert operation. There were eyewitnesses. In particular, Jesus chose 12 men, 11 of whom saw and heard incredible things from the day he began preaching until the day he ascended into heaven. As one of those eyewitnesses, the Apostle John would write these words that ring out to us. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you. They not only saw and heard Jesus in person, the apostles had the extra privilege of using their two hands to grasp, to get a hold of Jesus, his glorified body, risen from the grave. This helped make it sure for them. They were absolutely convinced of what they saw, heard, and handled. They were so convinced that they would suffer prison for preaching, torture for teaching, even a martyr's death rather than recant or stop telling the truth of the gospel. As far as the apostles were concerned, there was no doubt that Jesus was the Messiah, Son of God, Savior of the world. With a solid conviction in the heart, they would go forth as directed, proclaiming gospel to thousands, writing scripture for millions, just as John did. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. Okay, let's connect the dots from back then to the present time. What Jesus did for us 2,000 years ago, the apostles saw in person. What they saw with the Spirit's help, they would tell to others and write down in the Bible, so that we Bible readers today can have, notice it, permanent happiness, fullness of joy. Of course, you can't truly be happy in a lasting way without knowing the certainty of God's love and His forgiveness of your sins. How can there be fullness of joy if we have to carry around the baggage of guilt and the fear of death? Thankfully, God's love and forgiveness are just as sure as Jesus rising from the dead. These dots connect together. When Jesus rose from the grave, it guaranteed the full payment of your debt, the complete canceling of all your guilt. As for the rest of the dots, they're more like dominoes. Once you know that your sins are forgiven, you can be sure of every blessing from God as promised. The God who forgives us in Christ is the God who is with us always, answering our prayers because of Jesus ascended, giving us what we need because of the superhero victorious, one day bringing us to the glory of eternal life because of Christ crucified and risen. We count on all of that as the solid, permanent basis of the kind of joy that does not fade. All because God's promise to us is sure, God's word to us is true, and His love for us in Christ does not change, not even a little. Amen. Let us close with hymn 759. Stanzas 1, 2, and 4, 1, 2, and 4 of 759.